Well, we want to talk a little bit about something that we're totally confused about, and maybe you could help shed some light on it and how you're going to perhaps vote on it, and that's the trade issue that's up before Congress right now. On TV, the Drudge Report, they're calling it Obama trade. Yesterday, Jerry, we had a lot of callers yesterday, 25 callers call in about this, and not a single one was for it.
Yeah, and Congressman, I'm going through a puberty stage with a bad cold here, so but we begged, we pleaded for anybody to call in that was in favor of it, and we could not find one person. And at any given time, we have about 1600 listeners to us in a, and then they turn over, and we got a lot of farmers, a lot of Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, Smith Center, Clay Center, in a huge area, and a lot of Tea Party patriots. And to the T, they said, no, and I just want to share with you, the biggest thing is they don't like us voting for something that apparently we don't know what's in it.
Yeah, and that's, there is a lot of misinformation being put out by certain groups, and actually some of the principal websites, and not the Drudge Report, but where they're getting some of their information and the stories they link to, are actually being put out by opponents to TPA. I get the opposition, but it's not conservatives. Most of those websites that are putting out misinformation, and I'd like to clear up some inaccuracies, and it's being put out by labor unions that claim to be opposed to Obama. The ObamaTrade.com, I think there's a website like that that is actually tied to a labor union. It's not a conservative group. In my mind, I would disagree with them on most issues, including this one. But we do have a vote later today on TPA, that's Trade Promotion Authority. It's not a trade agreement. There's nothing in there that changes anything other than a law of how we consider any proposed future trade agreements. In the last 50 to 60 years, some say 80, depending on how you look at the language, we've had similar authority given to president after president after president. And, you know, I've been probably the loudest, most vociferous critic of this president, and I'm not going to give him authority. But what this TPA does is require any trade negotiations, and those are ongoing. Every day of the week, all throughout the year, we have various federal agencies are negotiating with foreign countries on all kinds of issues. That's foreign policy, and as part of that, a lot of those are trade. And but those are ongoing. But what TPA does is place 150 restrictions on the president. And this says, hey, you've got to look out for American interest in these 150 categories in order for Congress to consider any proposed trade agreements that would come to us in the future. And that's TPA. That's what we're voting on today.
Now, Tim and I hate to, but will the TISA be included in that vote? And there's some issues in terms of people concerned about immigration talk that's going to be included in this.
Anything in the future that would be considered that a president would want to submit to Congress? I mean, there could be one trade agreement, could be five. The thing is, and what I'm learning in this is coming from a farmer in western Kansas, is that trade has been excellent, great for Kansas because we can compete. But if there are any future trade agreements, it will have to meet these requirements in order for Congress to consider it.
Well, and again, I've been watching this close. Immigration, they're talking climate change. There's a lot of things that they're afraid that's going to be pulled into this. And I got to share with you, our listeners don't trust this president. And with all due respect, they don't trust John Boehner as far as you can throw him.